Well, if you've watched any major NFL football game, college game, NASCAR race, Indy 500, EAA Air Venture, you'll see this giant airship floating over. The Goodyear blimp has been an icon for 125 years now. Something
we were 100th anniversary of the airships last year. So okay. 101 years, 128 for the company Goodyear, though.
Okay. Yep. There we go. Michael Dougherty is joining us. His call sign is Doc. He's one of the pilots and also actually one of the managers of making these airships move from place to place. So you're returning second year in a row to Oshkosh. Boy, we must have had a lucky card.
Yeah, I got bugged enough times from the top levels of EA all the way down until they wore us down and got us back out here. We love being here, though. It's super fun for us. It's a little bit of work to get the airship out there and get it safely down in Pioneer Field, but we really enjoy being here, and it's super fun to see the crowd every day and everybody so excited about the airship being here.
Not just an airship pilot, but you're also a pretty dedicated camper here at EAA's Camp Schoeller. Even when the airship is not here, you and your family have been camping out for many years.
Yeah, we were trying to figure that out yesterday. My 18-year-old, almost 18-year-old son thinks this is his 15th Oshkosh.
Okay.
And we've camped every one of those, starting in tents and now upgraded our game a little bit over there, but still Camp Schoeller every year. It's a great place, and you know, people say they come originally for the airplanes and come back for the people, and that's absolutely true. But between the camping, the folks here, and with or without the airship, it's just a great experience here.
It certainly is. Now, we refer to it lovingly as the Goodyear blimp, but it's really not technically a blimp. It is an airship. What's the difference between the old version and the one that we see flying here?
Yeah, so airship is like saying car, right? So and Zeppelin is like saying Ford, so it's a specific name. But the difference between blimp and what we have now is technically a semi-rigid airship, which means it does have some frame structure inside. It's not like the great big old rigid airships back in the day that you know, flew passengers across the ocean and things like that, big round rings and things. It's not what it is. It's nose to tail aluminum with carbon fiber in between. It's kind of a triangular shaped structure. Still relies on the pressure inside to make that envelope. The part that says Goodyear does everything that you see on the outside is actually containing the helium on the inside, and we rely on that pressure for that nice aerodynamic shape. But because there is a framework inside, it's technically not a blimp, because blimp is a generic term for a non-rigid airship, which means no structure whatsoever inside. So technically, speaking for aviation purists, it is not a blimp, but it's always going to be the Goodyear blimp. So that's what we're going to stick with that.
Good. And it has some very special engines that allow you to do some pretty cool maneuvers. We were watching last night at the Twilight Flight Festival. The shooters jumped out of the airship, and then you did some passes right over the crowd and then hovered.
Yep.
Amazing.
That's one of the best parts about the new airship, and that's part of what that frame inside allows us to do is hover statically, do things like parachutes where we can get over a spot, we can hover up high. It's a unique jump for them because it's a static platform, so there's no airspeed. So those that are jumpers know that airspeed is good for parachutes too. But it just makes it a really unique jump. But it makes it a great platform for all the different things we do, being able to do all of those things. So we're powered by Lycoming IO 360 engines. We have three of them, one on the tail, one on either side towards the front. The front ones do most of the lifting and thrusting, and the aft one is really a steering engine for us when we're in slower flight mode. So you'll get a great demonstration of that. We're supposed to be in the air show this afternoon, so if you want to see exactly what the airship can do, we're super excited to be out in front of the crowd this afternoon to show you to show you how unique it is and how maneuverable a giant aircraft like the airship really can be.
Good. How many days out of the year are one or two or three of the blimps moving around the country?
So we plan our schedules kind of big stones along the way, so the Daytona 500s and the national championship football games and those types of things, and then we fill all the rest of the stuff in with anything that we can get on the schedule. So this year we're breaking a lot of stuff in between sporting events and things like concert series. We were at Coachella this year. We're going to Lollapalooza next week, right down the road in Chicago here. So a vast variety of things that we do. Each airship probably does anywhere between 50 and 100 different events each year. Typically, we try to keep each airship flying for about 9 to 10 months out of the year, and then it takes us about 2 months to do our major annual. So we cycle those through, and we try to keep at least one of the three, if not two of the three airships operational at least pretty much year-round.
Good. And you're based, one is based in Akron, then we have West Coast?
Yeah, we have West Coast, Los Angeles, and then down in Pompano Beach, Florida, near Fort Lauderdale. Yep. Okay. So we have three U.S.-based airships. We also do have a branded airship in Europe right now. It's based in Germany. And they just finished up their summer tour through Italy and France, the UK, and few other countries within that range there, but super cool to see on both sides of the ocean. And for those folks that are visiting, you know, EA internationally, maybe you got to see us there and you get to see us here. So that's a super cool experience as well.
Well, Doc is the Chief Pilot and Operations Manager of Wingfoot One, working for Goodyear. How long have you been with the company now?
It'll be 20 years.
Yeah.
Right after the new year. Yep.
How does one become a blimp pilot?
Well, a little bit right place at the right time, right. And it's a lifestyle that you have to get used to and enjoy. And we say if you get into the organization and you can survive the schedule and the evenings, weekends, and time away from home, it's just a different kind of travel. So even for pilots that are used to traveling on an airline schedule or maybe a corporate flight schedule, it's just different with the airship because you might be gone up to a month at a time, and then you might be home for a few days and back out. So there's usually two or three big blocks of summer travel, and then throughout the year kind of spread out anywhere between 3 and about 10 to 15 days, you know. So it's just kind of a different type of schedule. And because the whole crew goes, we take our own aircraft mechanics, our own ground support guys, broadcast technicians, everybody goes with us. And we can't do what we do without the rest of the team on the ground. So it's really unique for them because oftentimes, you know, the A&P mechanics, sometimes in a corporate environment, will travel with the airplanes. Typically in an airline environment, they're at a fixed base someplace. So getting these guys out on the road for 120 nights a year is unique for them as well. So it's, you know, like I said, it's a lifestyle. Right place at the right time, and we get people from all over the place. We have airline pilots, we've got flight instructors, we've got former military, we have helicopter ENG guys. So it's just you gotta enjoy the low and slow. You gotta be able to do this kind of stuff, of course. And then, you know, we train you to be a pilot on the airship when you get here.
Good. Are you a fixed wing or rotary aside from light?
I was
air?
A fixed wing guy.
Okay.
Yeah, I finished up at Kent State University in Ohio. Got my CFI, taught there for a little bit. Helped to build a bridge program between, at the time, ExpressJet Airlines and Kent State, which has now expanded into a professional pilot program there, which is fantastic. They've expanded their fleet again. Then I got, because of that, that bridge program, I was able to get on with ExpressJet, flew for them for about 3 or 4 years, and then over to Goodyear in 2007. So, yeah.
What was the transition like to go from fixed wing to lighter than air?
I mean, you go back to being a student pilot again.
Okay.
And it's a humbling experience for sure. The airship is one of the most challenging things I've ever learned to fly, and it's so unique. It's really tough to explain. And you know, a lot of people say that the Piper Cub and the Champ, things like that, are a stick and rudder airplane, and they absolutely are. I've flown those too. I'm actually restoring a 1946 Champ right now.
Ah.
But the airship is a whole other level of seat of the pants flying and really feeling what the wind is doing. It's almost nautical in a sense, so it's not called an airship for nothing.
Right.
It's like flying a boat in the sky.
Good. I would imagine the most critical phase of the of flight is landing.
Yep, just like anything else. Yep. Takeoffs and landings are our two most critical phases of flight. Landing for sure, no two are the same. We can't correct for a crosswind like an airplane. So a little bit more like a helicopter, we just point straight into the wind. In fact, that's one of the unique things about when we hover, unlike a helicopter that can still kind of tilt a little bit to hover sideways, for example, in the wind, we can't do that. We have to point nose into the wind. So when you do see our air show later this afternoon, there's a few of our maneuvers that are static maneuvers. We're actually hovering in front of you, and it's going to completely depend on the wind. So if we get a little bit of a south factor of wind today, you're going to see the side of the airship. If it comes a little bit more westerly, you may see more of the nose of the airship towards the crowd. But whatever it is, you'll know exactly where the wind's at because where we're parked is the wind direction at our altitude exactly right where the airship is. So it's a pretty unique it's a unique thing to be able to learn to literally feel that as you're maneuvering the airship.
When you're here at Oshkosh, you set up for passenger rides, for sponsors, dealers, that sort of thing. But it becomes different when you go to a sporting event, a football game, whatever. What's the reconfiguration of the gondola?
Yeah, it takes us maybe 45 minutes or so, and we take one of the passenger seats out. We put an equipment rack in there that's got all of our television gear, equipment, all that kind of stuff. And then our broadcast technician with our camera gear sit in there. So it's typically just two pilots and a camera operator on those types of events, and oftentimes those are anywhere from 4 to 7 or 8 hours of flying. So we don't usually take folks up with us on those because I know everybody says they would enjoy a blimp ride, but when you're up there for 8 hours and there's not much to do, you get to see the sporting event if it's not a closed stadium, which is really cool. But but at some point, you know, we and the other part of that is it is like being on a boat. So even for pilots, it's a unique feeling and experience. And when you're there for an hour and we can keep you distracted, it's all good. But when you're up there, bobbing up and down like a boat would be on the water at anchor, it becomes a little different physical experience for you as well. So we just we keep it to crew only when we're doing those kinds of events.
And one of the great technology advances is ADS-B. So if the airship is flying over a sporting event, say the Lambeau Field, it's fun to watch all the little circles.
Oh yeah, if you zoom into a stadium where you know we've been. Yeah, you'll see the racetrack pattern around and around a million times, so that's pretty fun.
And also the electronic display on the outside, that has come quite a long way with technology as well.
Yeah, the LED signs were new when we got the new airships in 2014, so better resolution than our old ones, a little bit brighter than the old ones. You'll see a good demonstration of that if you come back for the night show tonight. So it should be a pretty cool display. And we'll do some special stuff for Oshkosh on the sign, too.
Good. Any final thoughts as you're an AirVenture veteran? Final thoughts on this year's event so far?
Fantastic event. Of course, every year it is. But this year, pretty unique with the Red Arrows here and having some unique demonstrations and acts that you don't get to see pretty much anywhere but here. Just super fun. And it's always fun to be here at Oshkosh. And like I said, you come back for the people anyway. So just getting to see a lot of folks that I only get to see here at Oshkosh, and that's one of my favorite parts about it.
Good. Doc, enjoy the rest of the day here, and we'll look for you in the afternoon air show and tonight in the nighttime air show. And good luck and safe travels.
Yep. We'll be out there. Wave to us. We can see you. So we enjoy it. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, all right. Steve. Thanks. And this is From the Stand on EIA Radio.